WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Lisa in Woodstock, Georgia, known on eBay as Mill Creek Place. Hi, Lisa. What's your question or comment?
Well, I have a question. I'm still confused about how the top seller program works in regards to your shipping practices. For instance, I have a one-day turnaround and 14-day return policy, but I just don't understand for sure what happens when I make a sale, of, let's say, over the weekend, and I know that I need to print the label within a certain period of time, but I also have to mail it within a certain period of time. And it just seems like it gets more confusing because, you know, I can't really control when the post office scans the,
and you know, you don't care about the scans. Stop caring about the scans. So my first advice to someone who has these questions is focus on your customer. You're doing a good job. You have one day handling. That means that you have to upload tracking within one business day. So if you sell something on a Friday, then it needs to be updated by Monday. If you sell something on Saturday or Sunday, it needs to be updated by midnight on Monday. You get one business day.
And then I don't have to worry about anything else.
Stop worrying about the scans. There's a mistaken belief among some sellers who put themselves through hell demanding acceptance scans from the post office, driving to a post office every time they make a sale, and standing at the counter and saying, you have to scan this. And that's just a waste of time. All you have to do is get that label printed, and we're assuming, because you care about your customers, that you're getting the package in the mail as soon as possible, so it gets there quickly. That's all you have to worry about.
That's all I needed to know.
There you go.
All righty. Thank you.
Lisa, you're doing good, honey.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, John and I still take him to the post office.
Yeah, I stopped doing that because, well, I have the luck of working for a company with a great mail room. We mail them from here and they get out pretty quickly. I did stop at the post office. Where was I? It was last weekend. I had some stuff to mail and I stopped by the post office in the morning. Yeah. But I was on my way past there and it's a beautiful post office. The San Jose post office is just a gorgeous 1920s.
California,
you know, Spanish colonial building with ceramic tiles, and it's just the atmosphere of walking in there, especially on a hot summer day. It's so cool and quiet and calm. I just want to like sit for a minute and
not our
building.
Post offices. No. You walk in, you stand in line.
You stand in line.
Nothing beautiful to see.
Sorry,
nothing to see here. Edie in Santa Monica, California, wants us to look at a couple of her listings. She said, on one show, we looked at Griff's listings, and I was surprised to see how clean and uncluttered they were. I suppose that's been done for mobile customers. I have multiple templates set up, depending on the type of garment I'm selling. Could you please take a look at them and make comments? So she has an item number here.
Sure, why not?
Okay. So the item number is 3014-4286-9151. Again, that is 3014-4286-9151.
Okay. I'm looking at an Alice and Olivia cocktail dress.
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. Something was wrong.
Is her user ID dress to suit?
Yes, it is.
That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. So I'm going to go there right now, but in the meantime, what do you think?
Well, I think it's great. Nice photos.
Okay.
So it's a black and white with silk cocktail dress with a kind of a...
Oh, it's nice looking.
A printed arabesque kind of design with curly cues, and it's cute. It's got a little panel that's black and gray in the back. It's a very cute little dress, and I don't see a template. I see a very clean text listing that I would give a 5 for.
Very clean.
Yeah. Very, very clean. Easy to read. Easy to parse. I like it.
Everything about it. Look, she's got the little bullet points. She's got her additional information, one line each.
Yeah.
Edie, this is a good listing. What are you worried about? I don't, you know, this to me is perfect. There's no junked up anything.
I like it a lot. It looks kind of like one of my listings. I wonder if that's why
does.
I like it.
It does.
Yeah, I try. You know, I used to have templates too, and I think they're great. For me, it was just a matter of I decided to go to a text only clean look because I just want to. I want the dazzling thing on the page to be the item. Photos.
Yeah, I thought when she was talking about templates, she meant we were going to see little flowers around
yeah.
the border.
No, I think it's very good.
Or something like that. You know,
nice photos. I can see every single picture. It's good.
Edie, you get a 5. You
yeah,
didn't
big
ask
5.
Us to dish, but you get a 5. I tell you. Okay, there's a, here's a here's
maybe something. We're missing something. Are we missing something?
I don't think so. I don't think this is cluttered looking at all.
No.
It's fantastic. Okay, so we have one more to look for her. It is item number 3013.
Okay, wait. 3013.
6915-9140. That's 3013-6915-9140. Oh, it's a men's suit.
With short legs.
Well, it's the way she has it hanging, honey.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Hanging.
I'm kidding.
How's it
I'm
hanging?
I'm kidding.
Okay, now let's look at her title.
The title is
J.N.Y.
Jones, New York. 41 long, charcoal gray, 3-button suit, wool, no vents, pants pleated. Pretty good title.
Yeah. Her pictures.
Pictures are nice. And same thing. Easy to read. No problems here. I know exactly what I'm getting. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see a problem
here. Edie, you have no problems, honey.
Edie, you're doing fine.
She is. Do we have Edie on the show from time to time? Why are we not having Edie on the show?
I don't know.
We should.
Yeah, you're doing great.
She's doing a great job. She probably has some great tips for us, too.
I hope so.
I think so. So, Edie, you know, an answer to your contact us email. We love what you're doing. We can't see anything. She said that she supposes what you're doing has been done that way for mobile customers. I just think you have a very uncluttered looking listing and store. Oh, she's on the phone with us. Hi, Edie.
Hi, Edie.
Edie, we can't find anything wrong.
Nothing.
Well,
this is the most boring listing dish we ever did.
Stuff at the bottom.
Where I was saying about international buyers and that, and wondering about that. Maybe that was too much.
Hmm. No, I don't think so, only because it's not. It's really easy to read. Yeah, you're not using the global shipping program, I assume.
I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to put any of that in.
So that would that make it easier to read on a mobile phone then if I didn't have that in there?
No, because it's still going to be easy to read. This is the kind of description that is really easily parsed and displayed inside mobile. It's just an extra line, but it's at the bottom. I don't think it's that big a deal. No, it's not going to make any difference because the important stuff is on the top of the description, and that's what they're going to see, and that's easy to see in a mobile device. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. Let me go.
Yeah, and I'm noticing, and I had bullets in there, and I was wondering if that was a problem.
Not a problem.
But you took your bullets out.
I took my bullets out as an experiment because what I found was so Google in their Google shopping rules about the description says it has one line that says no bullet points. However, I discovered that with or without bullet points, my items were still showing up, but I didn't put the.
It doesn't exactly say no bullet points at the Google thing. I'm still doing my research.
No, it does say it. I found it.
Anywhere?
It says item description. They have a there's a list of things, and interestingly enough, the list is bullet pointed.
I think they
and
don't.
One of the,
go ahead.
I'll find it for you, Lee, and I'll send
it
to you.
I think it's one of the things where it says don't use eBay's bullet points, but that's besides the
point. No, the eBay's bullet points are still bullet points.
So I'm seeing your stuff in mobile. Looks pretty good to me. Let me see. Condition 1 of 8. Your pictures look great, Edie. I'm clicking on show more. Has all your stuff here. Shipping, return. It looks fantastic in mobile.
Okay, because I got a new mobile phone and I haven't figured it out yet. So I'm not quite sure how that looks. And I'm thinking about redoing my listings and, you know, and I just wanted to get some feedback on the format to see if maybe, you know, what would be required.
I think what you're doing is fantastic in its simplicity.
I do, too. I think, if anything, you could be giving us lessons, so.
But you could take out that international buyer stuff because you don't need it.
Yeah, you don't have
you're
to.
You're using the global shipping program.
Well, what I'm doing with my stuff that's been up too long, like my winter stuff or whatever that I'm trying to clear out, besides lowering the price, is I'm just...
Hold that thought. We want to know what you're doing. We'll be
this
back.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Coming up next, our very last segment of eBay Radio. Stay tuned for that.
Reply Manager is coming to the rescue of many online sellers. Kirsty Smouse of eBay top-rated seller Revant Optics was overwhelmed by the success of her e-commerce business, especially when it came to customer emails.
We used email messages, so we had more than one Gmail address. So yeah, a lot of bouncing around between the different interfaces.
She explained how Reply Manager provided a solution.
Route several support email addresses into just one location.
Next, Reply Manager organized her conversations with customers.
We can take emails from the same customer and put them into one continuous thread.
Reply Manager works for Kirsty's employees, too, without giving them her eBay password.
You can leave notes so everyone is on the same page.
Reply Manager helped Kirsty get her customer emails under control, and it can help you, too. For more information, visit ReplyManager.com. Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
A good scale, like a good internet connection, is rarely discussed. Your scale's features are very important. It should be able to measure in ounces and pounds to ensure you don't overpay postage. Pay attention to how the scale is powered. Many smaller digital scales can only run on batteries. However, some can use an AC adapter instead. Some even connect directly to your computer via USB. Research your pending purchase online before committing and choose a brand name. Also, remember to consider the weight, dimensions, and volume of your monthly shipping patterns in order to choose the best scale for your business. If you buy the right scale to start, you won't have to revisit or regret your purchase, and that's smart business.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 318.
How to optimize your eBay listing keywords for search engines. John Lawson, CEO of Colder Ice Media, is known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller, Shoestring King. He has this advice.
The first thing you really need to do is do the basics, and the basics need to be done in-house for your own understanding. If you're an eBay store owner, you need to know the very basics about finding good keywords and using keyword phrases that people are actually searching for. You want to use tools like the Google Keyword Search Tool. It's going to tell you what other people are searching in phrases for the products you're selling.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Still don't know what it is, but sounds intriguing.
It's packages. We'll explain. I'll explain it to you.
All right.
Seriously, but right now we're almost out of time. Fox Valley eBay and e-commerce meetup group. We're going to go back to Edie in just a minute. Please know that they are meeting tonight, Tuesday, May 12th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at Panera Bread, 1206 North Bridge Street in Yorkville, Illinois. It's $3 for first-timers, yearly dues of $12 per person. And we'll be telling you about a few more coming up this week, right after Edie. So, Edie, you were going to tell us what you do when you notice something isn't selling.
Well, when it's I've done a couple of things, and my sales have increased, but the thing that I do with the international is I take it out of global shipping and lower the price and say that I'll ship to Canada only. And that does seem to get rid of stuff that people in Canada might like. The other thing that I've done that I've seen the most impact from is I've stopped using, for the most part, Make an Offer. That's two things. One, I get far fewer emails, and I don't have to deal with all the lowball offers where somebody offers $3 for a $45 thing.
Griff, do you use Make an Offer?
No, I don't. I stopped. For apparel, no, I don't use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the thing of it is I always build in an extra margin in price because of Make an Offer, typically $5. And so I just lowered my prices to what I want, and since the price is lower, they sell better.
Edie, thank you for joining us. You need to call more often. You've always got something interesting to ask or to tell us.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
So consider it, okay, Edie?
Okay, thanks for the input.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Edie.
You so much. Okay, we'll see you later. Bye-bye. Okay, so the event calendar.
Yes, the
All
events.
Right, so Fox Valley eBay and e-commerce meetup, I told you about that one. That's tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. And then on Wednesday, the Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers meetup group, questions and answers, shipping best practices using social media tonight. And the organizer is Paul Apollonia. We know Paul. And it's tomorrow night, 5/13/2015, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Panera Bread, 6201 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, a lot of our groups are meeting at Panera Bread.
I think that Panera Bread is particularly open to this.
That's good. And they're a good place, too, by the way. Great salads.
And it's an inexpensive place to eat as well.
The Villages eBay Sellers Group Meetup, drive traffic to your eBay listings using social media marketing, and that's Thursday night, 5/14, between 6 and 7:30. It's at the Belvedere Library, 325 Belvedere Boulevard in the Villages. And the More Fun, Bigger Profits Conference is going on right now in Las Vegas. It starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it goes Wednesday through Friday. And the organizer is Danny Ackerman, the Danny app. And it's located in the United States of America, it says. But I happen to know that it's at the Flamingo in Vegas.
Flamingo.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. And then on this Saturday, here's the last one for the week, how to get started and become successful selling on eBay Meetup, new eBay sellers.
Fantastic.
And they're going to do that tonight, Saturday night, 5/16, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Appliance Repair Guy, 4251 Derrick Way, Sarasota, Florida.
So lovely.
There you have it. We had something for almost every day this particular week. And if you'd like to get in on this, if you'd like us to mention your seller meetup group, just go to our archive site by clicking the Archives on Demand button at ebayradio.com. And you will see a link that says Submit a Seller Event. click on it, fill it out, send it to us, and we're happy to put it up there for you. And hopefully might get you some people to come and join.
That'd be great.
So I guess you and I are going to be doing a couple of seller groups together.
Yeah, I think so. I guess I'm doing one remotely.
Yeah, you're doing it remotely. I have to figure out what the dates are and everything and get back with them. I haven't been able to do that yet. But so what's going to happen is I'm going to be in person because they're right around this area.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to drive up to Long Beach for one of them, I guess. And I'm going to be there, and you're going to be on Skype. And we'll do listing dishes and stuff. We'll just have fun.
We'll have fun.
Okay. So we're back on the air again Thursday. Thursday, we're only 2 hours from 11 to 1, and it's called Ask Griffin Lee. And again, we have another question. What are the three shows that we have? Tuesday, we do two shows, actually, and I know it's confusing. The first 2 hours are eBay Radio, and the third hour is eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour. And then on Thursday, it's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And they all sound alike, so.
Yeah, what the heck.
That can get
every
you confused.
Every day, day after day, week after week.
It's a routine we're in.
Okay, and remember, if you want to be added to Lee's list, send email to lee@voicemarketing.com and just say, put me on your list. And if you want to receive Griff's newsletter twice a week, which I think you should, you need to go to ebayradio.com and you'll find it.
With instructions on how to subscribe to it.
How to subscribe to it, and it also has the secret word in it.
Has a secret word.
Very important.
Well, this segment was brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. We'll be live on Thursday, May 14th, with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Remember, it's 2 hours starting at 11 a.m. of all your phone calls. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Our Bid on Fusion team got together to find a solution for eBay sellers that would give them a great new product sourcing channel and help their business grow.
We could babysit their kids while they list.
What about cleaning out their garage?
We could have special sales each week offering inexpensive boxes full of mostly name brand items to sell on eBay.
That's good, but it's still not enough.
Each of these boxes could have an estimated retail value of $300 to $500.
That's good, but...
And we could offer $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA.
Bingo. Okay, let's take it to the boss.
The boss said yes to Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sale events. Go to bidonfusion.com. Register for free. If you bid on a box of goods to sell on eBay and you win the bid, Bid on Fusion delivers the box to your doorstep for just $15 shipping and handling anywhere in the continental USA. Bid on Fusion's weekly national box sales. Created with the eBay seller in mind. Register now at bidonfusion.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endicia directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endicia. and that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endicia.com/eBayRadio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBayRadio.